Mike, you remember you came up to me the other day, you said, what are those pants you are wearing? Remember you said that?
Yes, I remember when I said that, JF. And you told me, Mike, these pants are Bird Dog's pants. They have underwear inside of them. So you don't have to have a separate pair of underwear.
I thought that was
the coolest thing.
I said it a little bit more eloquently than that. And I said it with this powerful bass I have right here in this register. I said, Mike, the pants.
These have underwear included.
Why are you talking like that?
I was also like 6 or 7 inches taller than you when I said it, too. It's actually kind of cool.
That's not really impressive. I'm five foot tall.
Bird Dogs have completely changed the game. Okay, you've heard of changing your pants. Well, Bird Dogs is changing the game now, okay, because their shorts, pants, and joggers are made from the finest high-quality material and come with built-in liners, as Mike was alluding to a second ago, that cradle your stovepipe for all-day comfort, okay? All right? And remember what I said, the stovepipe thing, too?
That was good. Did you write that?
I did,
I thought that was good, Wags.
Hey, seriously, who the fuck likes being uncomfortable? If you're not wearing Bird Dogs this summer, you probably poop with your pants on, which actually I will add parenthetically. That's actually fine.
It's actually not bad if you do it.
That's actually cool to do that. A lot of our guys are doing that now. A lot of our guys have started doing that in 2022, so it's actually fine. It's time to upgrade to the shorts and pants of the future. Your balls are going to thank you. A lot of ball thanking going on.
Yeah, a lot of these products have our balls. Our balls have just turned chatty all of a sudden.
You know, our fathers' fathers didn't know how good our balls were going to have it when they came over on the goddamn Mayflower and so forth. You know, their balls. Imagine their balls. Imagine their balls. Were their stovepipes being cradled? No, their stovepipes were rotting away on the hull of a boat or whatever. I don't know what a.
Yeah, I wish there was some type of pants that had the underwear inside of them. Yep. Not for 200 more years, I guess.
And they were right on the money. These pants are extremely nice to wear. And we were when we showed up, all of the guys that we were hanging out with were wearing Bird Dogs. It's a Bird Dog summer, basically. Okay,
that is.
And
it
I'm
is
not. Funny.
That is the truth. You showed up.
That is the truth.
To the restaurant, and then Weiger showed up. He was wearing the same pants as you guys.
They're really, really comfortable. Great to travel in, or great to just sit in your car in for a long time, which is kind of traveling. But we were going to eat fast food, which is not. I guess. I wouldn't call that traveling.
They do feel nice. They're like a swim trunk material, kind of. Some of them.
I guess I could look at the tag and see what the actual stuff is, but I guess I'd rather, you know what? I'd rather leave the mystery up to the Bird Dogs Corporation, because I know they feel nice on my stovepipe, and that's really all that matters. Now, do you want your balls to be thanking you as well? Here's what you're going to do. You're going to go to birddogs.com, all one word, birddogs.com, enter the promo code YKS, and they're going to throw in a free Bird Dogs dad hat. Very cool. I'm wearing a dad hat right now. That's birddogs.com, promo code YKS, and boom, a free Bird Dogs dad hat with your pair of Bird Dogs. You will not take these things off. I promise you.
Well, it's time to crack another six pack of Kickstarters. Hope that these ones don't suck too bad. Cause I think if this one's sticking, my friend and me, the thing that makes Mike and JL go mad.
That's all.
I'll still keep drinking that garbage. The podcast.
Hey, Mike and JF. I just had a question. Which do you think would be more entertaining if John Taffer was doing Peep This Out reviews on YouTube, or if Ian K from Peep This Out had to host Bar Rescue? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Thanks. Love you. Goodbye.
Hey, everybody, welcome to YKS. Mike and JF here. Oh, boy, Mike, that howl theme just hits different after you've stood toe-to-toe and eyeball-to-eyeball with the man himself, don't it?
Yeah, it does. What a nice man. A nice young man.
Yeah, nice guy. Nice guy. Got a bright future ahead of him. That was so cool. Hey, we had one hell of a motherfucking week. I would say weekend. Here's the problem. When you have one good day a week and you say, I had a good week, it doesn't really make any sense. But if you had one good day on the weekend, you say, I had a good weekend.
Yeah, not bad. Because I guess there's only sense. 2 days on the weekend or something.
Yeah,
Friday doesn't really count. Sorry.
Whoa. DD says, clock in on Friday, motherfuckers.
You still got to get up and go to work. It's not like everybody's taking off Friday or something. And Sunday, it's like, ugh. Just doing the same exact thing we did a couple episodes ago where we ranked the ranking the days of the week. And Sunday, it's like, come on.
Yeah. You're getting nervous because you're going to have to go back into the office soon on Sunday. Yeah, you're thinking about that. I do think we did have one. I think we had one good day. I think last week was one good day of the week. And it was Wednesday. Maybe two, maybe one and a half. But we had a nice time, right? We had the show. Thanks to everybody who came out, and a big thumbs down to everybody who didn't. That really sucked to not see you there.
Don't come to the next one. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, if you didn't come to this one, I don't want you at the next one.
Piece of shit.
Four people at the next show. I had a good time, Mike, for our, for basically our first, that was basically our first co-headlining tour event, because it's not a full tour.
God, listen to yourself. You're eating up Hollywood JF. That was nerve-wracking, man. Never again,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Good Lord. I saw pictures after. I looked so fat up there. God damn.
Come on. Everybody says
the camera
all day long.
The camera adds 10 pounds. Everybody must have had their cameras out on me only.
Yeah, gang. Hey, for everybody sending messages to me specifically about how handsome Mike is, you're going to need to redouble your efforts because this guy's not getting it through his thick fucking skull.
Oh, you think my skull is thick? Oh.
No, dude, I'm sorry. You have a really thin skull. Your skull is so thin, dude. I swear to God. You can push a pin through your skull. I swear. Man, what a hell of a time. And Howell,
that was
yes,
a
like
nice
I said,
time. Howell Everybody was there. Everybody is so nice. Emma and
yes.
Wags and Mitchie.
To so a lesser nice. Extent, Mitch, yeah. And the venue. How about this venue, dude? How about this insane room we packed to the rafters? Was that not an awesome room? The vibes were incredible in there.
I liked when you were up on stage and they had all the lights on so you couldn't actually see how many people were in there, which was kind of helpful, actually.
Hey, is that normal? I meant to ask everybody that. Is that what it's supposed to be like where they're just, Dan says, yes, just right in your eyeballs? That's what it's supposed to be like?
It's hard being a fucking megastar, you know?
I don't know if I even want to keep doing it, honestly. Because I was like, it was like shining in my glasses and it was like, you literally could not look at it. You can't look up, right?
And the layout was so funny, man. They had people behind the stage and stuff. So weird. I know. That's so funny how they do it there. Packed
very,
in like,
very.
Yeah. Sardine.
Doughboys in the round. Very strange experience. But it was cool. In the very round.
Those guys.
Okay. Now you're on them. Okay. now you're beating up those guys. Oh boy. Anyway, we had a good time. The voicemail was interesting, I thought, because earlier today I was watching Bar Rescue earlier today, okay?
Yeah.
Fucking sue me. Fucking sue me for watching Bar Rescue on my own.
I don't want to.
I'll see your ass in court.
Okay.
Don't give a fuck. Go buy a briefcase, motherfucker. I was watching Bar Rescue earlier, and the episode I was watching was entitled Breaking Brandon from March 2020. I'm sure this observation has been made before, but it truly has not occurred to me until now that the people named Brandon are undergoing kind of a Karen moment, right?
Yeah. Brandon is the new Karen. Everybody's saying it.
I think that's probably true because some guys are just straight up named Brandon, right?
You really pulled a Jesse there. It's like fucking, it's like Kingpin. You pulled a Munson. It's like, goddamn. What does that mean? Pulled a Munson. What did you say?
It sucks. It sucks to be name brand. All my guys out there who are approximately 30 something, you know, we would always grow up with a guy named Brandon. There would be, now it's Braden. Now they said, we got to get away from Brandon. We're moving on to Braden. But in our day, hey, people still knew how to name their kids Brandon. Okay. And there's a lot of Brandons walking around right now who work at like marketing agencies and stuff, just like normal, like good guys, you know?
Yeah. I had a friend a couple of years ago named Jared CK who got, I mean, this guy just got all kinds of obscene phone calls and things like that.
Yeah, I don't even want to think about what that guy got in trouble for. Although I did see his portrait, signed portrait on the wall in the green room at Zany's. I thought that was pretty cool.
You saved my life. You booked me when nobody else would. Thank you.
Nasty. Breaking Brandon. This is season 7, episode 3 of Bar Rescue. Although, as I have complained before, don't get too attached to the series, the season, and the episode numbers on Bar Rescue, okay? Because the TV database basically has a fit when it's trying to figure out how to sort this stuff.
Yeah.
It's a huge problem, and nobody's taking a look at this. Nobody cares about this. The FCC's not looking into it, okay? You got the guy with the big Reese's mug. He doesn't care, okay?
That's why I love this podcast, man. They talk about metadata problems that they have sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. I put on the podcast in the car traveling cross country with my girlfriend, and you guys started talking about the Bar Rescue episode numbering scheme. And she said, "Can you please turn that shit up? Turn that shit up. I can't hear it."
Are they talking about their Plex libraries and stuff? Wow. I can see why you listen to this podcast.
Yeah. I feel like I'm growing closer to you as a result of sharing this experience of the show together in this car. This is really cool. This is like the sun was setting as well. It was a really cool moment. Breaking Brandon. After emptying his sick mother's life savings, a man is moments away from a meltdown. He is 4 days away from closing his dream bar, which is, of course, I mean, a dream bar turned into basically a nightmare scenario for Brandon. They turned this one into, let's see, Purser's Lounge, Purser's Bar is what it's called. Purser's Bar is what they turned it into. Guy's last name is Purser. And what they did was the front of it, they made it look like a laundromat. They had like a facade of a laundromat.
Really?
And then, yeah. And then like you opened up a closet door and then you went into the bar itself. So they made it a speakeasy with like a secret entrance. And I was wondering, for people who go to bars, doesn't that sound like the worst idea you've ever heard in your life?
Yeah, sounds really obnoxious. I think that's cool for like a certain subset of people, but I'd be like, damn, what if there a fucking fire breaks out in here and shit? Gotta go sneaking through the, like that Meow Wolf installation, art installation thing. You gotta go, okay, in case there's a fucking huge fire here, you gotta climb through the oven or something.
Yeah, that's not good.
I don't have time for this shit. I'm staying
home. That's where the fire started, too. That's what the most fucked up thing of all is.
That's the fucked up thing. I'm sorry. Just try and move it to the side if you can, the fire. It'll be on your left-hand side as you go into the slide.
It looks like the bar did only stay open a few months after the makeover.
The Taffer kiss of death.
I mean, kinda. Let's see. So there is a website called barrescueupdates.com, which I don't recommend going to because it's basically a website where they go on the bar owners and servers and bartenders' Facebook pages
and like,
see what's going on with their
and
lives.
She got her kids taken away. Jesus Christ, man. I just want to know if they've had to fucking close down or something.
I just wanted to see if comps were up year over year. I didn't need to know.
This is her second DUI, by the way. Jesus Christ.
So it says, this is from one of the bartenders there. Now I'm doing the same thing they're doing. One of the bartenders there said, "Can I say my life is a lot, it not hurting people and friend or family, but not having Linda lose," that was the name of the bar before, It makes me so sad. I worked hard to make people feel as my family and friends. I'm sorry that it is closed. It kills me a lot because that was me. But I'm trying to make up in my life to make my new and old friends family. But I love you all. Please, if there's something I can do, please contact me so I can make it happen at the best I can. I love my friends and family. And it says here that drink sales actually went down as well. So that's really, really sad. That sucks.
Cause that's the last thing they want. It's a bar.
The new cocktails were too complicated to make. Yeah. So they didn't. Yeah. And it looks like it rended this guy's life in two. But you got to be able to mix these cocktails. You got to have a 10-minute ticket time on your food. Okay. Or else the whole thing.
Can't have stuff dying in the window. I mean, it's, that's your basics right there, you know?
It really is. But when we went out, the other night to a restaurant, I don't know. Do you call it a bar? Or you call it a restaurant? This is basic stuff here. What, the place we went to that had the food, but it also had the drinks. What do you call that?
I would say a bar/restaurant.
Okay. did not know you could do that. Very cool. Cool. We went in there, and I'll tell you what I was annoyed by. I was annoyed by there not being a huge sign on the front of it that said what the name of the place was. That's what was pissing me off.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, yeah, meet us down here at this place. And I'm like, okay, I guess it's the place with no sign. With a sign guy?
Gotta have a sign.
So if you have a fucking laundromat in the front of your bar and someone says, hey, meet me down at the bar down the street. And I'm going, I don't know what you're talking about. There's a laundromat down the street, but it doesn't look like anyone's in there. And it looks really, really small. That's insane. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You can't put a fake business in the front of your business, right?
That's just, I mean, I'd be going in there with my laundry and stuff. You're like, what the fuck? I mean, then you got laundry guys pissed off bar guys pissed off.
And boy, you don't want those two teaming up on your ass.
When those two get together.
Laundry guy, bar guy doing the predator handshake. Kicking your ass. Because you've been doing laundromat lately while you're figuring out repairs on your fucking thing, right? Like, what if you went back there and opened up the door and there was a whole bar back? Maybe you would like that. I don't know.
I mean, that would be kind of interesting, you know, going to a... I mean, I don't have any interest in going to a bar regularly, but...
Yeah.
It'd be kind of...
Well, it's better than a laundromat. So a bar is better than a laundromat. Okay. But that's not... Laundromat's the worst place on earth.
You go to a laundromat. Yeah, I mean, it is the worst place on earth.
It sucks.
You go to the laundromat, you sit down, maybe have a beer while you're waiting, because it takes like, what, 20 minutes, 30 minutes to wash and dry? I don't know.
Yeah.
It takes double that. So
it's probably maybe be easily there for like double an hour. That, yeah.
You kill an hour at the bar/laundromat, and then bag up your stuff, and so, walk home. That would be so nice. We don't have fucking sidewalks here.
Well, no, that's a problem. Is there anything else in the laundromat to do, like, with your time other than sit there? Do they have any way to, like... But what I'm asking is, do they have any way to take your money in there other than the laundry machines?
Well, they have TVs in there playing FX Plus movies all day long, JF. Now, what do you think?
Oh! Hitting my washing machine with a hammer. Babe, I gotta go.
I'll be right back.
But they should that's the perfect place for slot machines, right? You put a slot machine in there.
Slop machines. Yeah. Like you put in some coins and some slop comes out and you just get like a handful of it and maybe sit.
Dude, that's not what I said. On the ground. That's not what I said.
Yeah. Gambling, scratchers, make it real nasty. It's already the most disgusting place on earth. Yeah.
I think it's more fun to put a coin in a machine and have maybe some money come out rather than...
It's actually already like that because I went... Every time I go over there, I put the 4 quarters in the thing and I push the thing in. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the laundry detergent comes out. Sometimes it doesn't. It's kind of a gamble already. It's kind of nice, actually. That's just the way it goes. And there's nobody there.
Yeah. So instead of like $10,000, you might get... A tablespoon of Dreft. So that's kind of cool.
It is so fucking funny to think about how much money you make as a laundromat person, $6 a load or whatever it is. And you can't afford to fix the fucking machine that's broken all the time. You can't afford to. It's so good, man.
What do they do? How does the soap come out? Is it powder or is it liquid that shoots out or what
is it? Powder in a box or whatever. But last time I went over there, this place is so low rent. There was like a caution tape up around some giant hole in the ground or something. I just have to buy a washer and dryer. I'm going to go over there and just get killed or something. There's going to be a biker gang out there.
They were trying they were going to go in and get some beers, and then they realized, wait a minute. This is a fucking, what the fuck? Taffer said it was going to be cool. Anyway, I guess, and the other thing is, so peep this out in the breaking Brandon role. I think would actually work, because specifically at the very end of the episode where Taffer goes around and goes, now let me tell you about this. Let me tell you about this. This is what I got for you. I got Manitowoc ice machines out here.
He would nail that part, yeah.
He would kill that part,
He's
right?
He's so good at filler. He's so good.
Hartlauer Signs was up all night putting this sign together for you.
Putting the situation together here for us right here in particular. too cool.
He would destroy that part. But now, John Taffer in the peep this out role, where he's walking around the Michael Myers house and crossing the streets six times and filming people while they're eating Indian food in the place that used to be the warehouse or the hardware store. I don't know. I think Ian has a quality where he can, I mean, like the Predator, I think he can sort of camouflage into his natural surroundings in a way.
Yeah, he is. It's kind of otherworldly. You hit the nail on the head. It's kind of strange how he's able to do that.
He's like, you know, it's like Men in Black a little bit, where it's like, you know, the aliens are there. You're just not seeing them for, you know, when they go to they're in the headquarters and you see up on the screen, it's like Michael Jackson and I can't think of all the other celebrities, maybe Austin Powers. I don't know, whatever on the screen. It was like, these guys are all aliens and stuff like that. And Will Smith is going like, damn, I thought they were just regular guys. I think that's Ian's quality as well. I think that's what it's like on Peep This Out. Like people are just walking by him and going like, oh, there's a normal man.
He's a pod person for sure.
I think he is. But John Taffer walking around and walking up to the Halloween house, that sets off alarms. Like, that's not normal, because he's wearing like a maroon sport jacket, you know? He's got like his five hairs combed over the other side of his head. He's wet. You can't.
This is where they shot the original film.
I just don't see that working. I don't see that working at all, which. This puts me in the strange position of saying that I think Ian Kay could, I think he's actually destined for greater things. I actually do think he could do more than he's doing right now. That fucking turns my stomach to think about. But one day, I don't know.
Imagine what you could do if you had no, you know, self-awareness or something. If you were incapable of being embarrassed, imagine what you could do with yourself.
That would be a massive life changer for me if I just had no shame. Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. Even asking someone to take my picture in front of a monument that I'm visiting or something like that would be, how do you even do that? How do you ask someone to take your picture in front of a fucking.
Yeah.
I would never do that for fear you would message me a picture of an old guy's asshole while they were taking the picture and they'd have to like swipe away the guy's butt. To take the,
yeah.
So it looks like I'm holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Okay, hang on. I got
He'd be cracking up though while he saw it. That's pretty funny. He stood up on a chair and bent over and spread his ass.
Yeah,
your buddy's pretty funny. That's why I imagine him saying.
Yeah. I think European guys would find that funny. All right, let's do an update on an old Kickstarter, huh? Check this out, gang. This is called Dirty Toilet Game from episode 192. That's March of 2021. Wow. Near about a year ago, we talked about this. It had $3,144 when we mentioned it for the very first time and ended up with over $6,800, knocking its goal out of the park. Dan, you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine. What's the problem?
I don't know. You were getting up out of here. You seemed like you were kind of tangled up.
Seemed like you saw a ghost of some type.
My headphone cable got caught up in my chair.
Okay, that's fine. Happens to the best of us. You know, you remember that? You remember that music video? How does it feel?
Was that Origin?
Yeah. Was that what that was?
Yeah.
Remember, the only thing I remember about that is they were in that like white room. Everybody recorded their music videos in that time. But he was always doing this. He was like, fucking
whipping his headphones?
He was whipping his fucking microphone cord all the time. That's cool. Do you remember that, Dan?
I remember the song, but not the video, no.
Oh, I'm whipping my cord. Y'all look that shit up. He was
Jesse,
whipping his fucking cord.
Huge orgy head.
Oh, I like that
5,000. All those guys.
Hey, buddy, talk about when worlds collide. That was us this past Wednesday. Seriously.
Oh.
Seriously. I'm being serious. Dirty Toilet Game. This was a card game. This one was a real head scratcher, if you remember this one. This was basically for people who like to have fun. So if you know anybody like that, specifically people who can laugh at poop and plumbers with butt cracks. If you know anyone like that, this is the game for them. You had to collect 5 clean toilets. You had to discard all the poops and you had to beware of the dirty toilets. Now this game took place in Poopville. Poopville toilet seats are covered in urine by the peeing monkey, super diarrhea, panda poops, and even more disgusting. I mean, you remember this, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
There were 136 cards in here, which is pretty awesome. Some of them would be like fairy poop. There'd be super poop. There would be exploding vomit, exploding toilet, super diarrhea. And that's like a superhero, even though it sounds so nasty. I wouldn't really think of that as being a super. That's weird, actually. Super diarrhea. Yeah, I'd love to read that comic book. Yeah, right.
We have kind of an announcement on the show about the dirty toilet game, JF. Do you want me to announce it?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
There's a copy of the dirty toilet game under everybody's chair right now. Go ahead and take a look. Dan, you okay. Get it?
Dan tried to look under his chair, but his headphone cord is in the way.
It's choking him.
There's nothing under my chair. You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I lied.
Yeah. Only in the U.S. If you're in the U.S., it's under your chair right now. So, dirty toilet game seemed kind of crazy. Seemed kind of silly. It did get made. A couple of comments here to address on the page. So this one's from Steven, who says, "Thank you for shipping the game and getting it out to us with everything going on in the world, but." There was a few issues I was not very impressed with. Number one was the quality of the printing on the box is very low res and looks like it was just a copy of a screenshot from a cell phone. Also, there was no printed copy of the game instructions in the box explaining how to play the game, and because of this, we have not been able to play the game. And the third was the box was also poor quality to where it makes it extremely hard to get the game open to the point where you're almost causing damage to the packaging to get it out. That means that there was some time in the last couple of months where Steven got this game in the mail and went to go rip it out of the box and was having such a hard time and just wanted to play the dirty toilet game so bad.
Yeah.
And could not get it going. Finally got it opened and said, "Okay, I will read the instructions, family. You wait patiently." And was like, Oh my God. Oh my God.
Well,
there's no instructions in here.
In their defense, they say they did it because of the environment. And they say to go online to the dirtytoiletgame.com, which I would just go there. Okay. I wouldn't open the box and say, there's nothing here. Let's go find something else to do. I would maybe go to the website and see what's up.
So you were saying that you actually have the determination to stick with it and you would get this thing done no matter what,
JF.
Okay.
Because I want to play the game.
That's very cool.
I want to laugh about poop and pee.
Yeah, it looks like this is a dodge to me. You can't say you want to be environmentally friendly by not printing the instruction booklet when you have 136 cards with a picture of a toilet on them. That doesn't pass the smell test to me. And actually, this is the last game I'd want passing the smell test, to be honest. But Billy Ducardi also has a complaint that's not so easily dismissed. Okay, Billy says, "I must say that I am not impressed with this game. I love the idea to play with kids. However, the bloody tampon, I think, was a bit too much. God. It would be one thing to have a card that can be removed from gameplay, but to have this built in and into the artwork is very disappointing. I will not be purchasing more from this maker." I did not say perchering. Because Dan clipped out of the episode so seamlessly there was no way to tell what I said.
Wait, what did I do now?
All right.
Clip out where he says perchering earlier in the episode, Dan.
Clip that.
Okay, I did that.
Thank you, Dan.
And we're back.
So they kind of go back and forth here in the comments. The creator says, hey, you know, that's why it's not safe for work. I respect your opinion. I know not everybody's going to be happy with my decision to include Bloody Tampon in the game. And the guy says, okay, well, I didn't really know it was going to be on the artwork of the toilet itself. You know, there's no way to play without the Bloody Tampon. It's like really crucial to the game to have the Bloody Tampon. And the creator responds, well, just so you know, the new edition doesn't have that card. And actually, if you want, I can hook you up with a version of the new game to play on your own and test. And immediately it works on Billy. Billy says, oh my gosh, I'm so happy. Yay, I would love to play the...
Thank you, sir.
And she says, psych, you get to play now. Now you get to play the Dirty Tampon board game. I'm sending it to your address on file right away, sir. Got his ass. Anyway, very, very strange. But there is something to look forward to here. This summer, they are hoping to launch the Dirty Toilet Zombie Edition. Basically, still fleshing out the details here, but they want it to be like The Walking Dead meets a bathroom humor card game.
Very cool. Very cool.
Don't know where they come up with this stuff.
Kind of a Walking Dead situation going on here. Very cool. Very cool.
Isn't that... That's gross, right? Is that gross to be... What would it even be? The zombie... Well, okay, so what happens in The Walking Dead? Okay, it's zombie. You said you watched some of The Walking Dead, right?
Yeah, I watched a long time ago. Now there's like fucking 30 seasons or something.
You watched it before it was cool. I know. You get credit. You get credit for it.
It was cool. And actually, you know, when people talk about The Office, the U.S. Office, there's actually a much cooler Office starring a guy named Ricky Gervais called The Office UK.
Whoa. Very cool. Very cool. Well, see, the U.S. Office, I think, ran for 7 seasons and had about 2 seasons worth of content. So hopefully the U.K. Office expands a little bit more on that. Love to see more from those guys and some of their crazy interactions. Anyway, gang, that's the Dirty Toilet game. Look forward to zombie poop coming soon. Fingers crossed. Okay. That's it for the update on the old Kickstarter. We got more Kickstarters where that came from. That's right, the Kickstarter.com website. But first, a word from our sponsors. This week's episode of YCast, sponsored by Outer. 93% of your life is spent indoors. Or for some of us, it's significantly more than that.
110% somehow. for some other people.
But so many of our favorite moments are outdoors. The fresh air, the feeling of peace. Who could forget tossing around the baseball on the old baseball diamond. Or diamond. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
It's baseball season. We should stick with baseball. Since warmer weather and baseball season is almost here, let's make the most of it with Outer, the new outdoor furniture company with purposely designed furniture to get you outdoors more. That's right, folks. This furniture is no accident, okay? Outer makes the world's most beautiful, comfortable, innovative, and high-quality outdoor furniture, all from sustainable materials, and is the only outdoor furniture with a patented built-in cover to make protecting it effortless. Mike, I was over at your place recently. I noticed that you, your rattan chair is looking rather worse for wear. Could it be that the elements are getting to it and you're not protecting it properly?
I did not have the outer cover. That's what I'm missing. I need some fucking outdoor furniture, dude.
I was over there and you said, have a seat, and you patted like one of those chairs that has the vinyl straps in between where your nuts fall down into the middle and they get squashed.
Actually, that one's broken. Go ahead and sit on these old phone books outside.
That's the situation Mike is in. Don't be a Mike, okay? From teak chairs to fire pit tables, everything Outer makes has the look and feel of what you'd expect at a 5-star resort for less than you'd pay at a big box store. For something that simply won't last. Outer is better in every way because they spent years perfecting outdoor products, okay? With stunning modular designs to customize your space. Life-proof material with a nano coating. What? Straight up Iron Man shit. It's water, mold, bleach, and stain resistant. Over 1,000 neighborhood showrooms across the country to see the Outer difference in person. And triple memory foam cushions that are comfier than most indoor sofas. Outer's coming for your ass, okay? Plus, their patented built-in outer shell cover protects your furniture from rain and dew. It's the how did no one think of this before invention that made Shark Tank's Lori Grenier and Mr. Wonderful fight to invest in Outer. And I hear it actually got pretty bloody over there on the stage as well. Luckily, they had the Outer. Who won that fight? Don't know. Haven't seen the episode, but I wish I was there in the audience. You would have heard me going, ooh.
Ooh. Ooh.
I would have been in the live audience for the Shark
Tank. Get that guy out of here. Was there a fucking guy making a fucking noise in here?
He stinks. He stinks.
Shh. Shh. Sir.
Boy, Outer products are so sweet. I could tell when I was hanging out in that virtual showroom, it was making me quite literally drool while I was sitting at the computer. The furniture, really, really, really nice looking. This is something that my wife wanted to hop right on. She said, give me some of that furniture right now. I said, babe, wait a second. I'm still in the showroom.
In the Ferrar home.
It was basically
the VR headset on, sitting at the desk, looking at the virtual.
Yeah, it was truly such a big fight. You would have thought we were on the set of Shark Tank the way we were going crazy on each other. Listen, you need to see it for yourself. Go to liveouter.com/YKS to see it for yourself, okay? Outer furniture comes with best-in-class warranties. This is very important. Like 10 years for their chic aluminum line and a 2-week trial with free returns. Oh, baby! See the difference at liveouter.com/YKS. Plus, for a limited time, get $300 off and free shipping. This is Outer's best offer anywhere, only available to podcast listeners and only for a limited time. Get $300 off and free shipping at liveouter.com/YKS. liveouter.com/YKS. Terms and conditions apply. Also sponsoring this week's episode, Mike, BetterHelp. Oh, BetterHelp. You know, people don't always realize that physical symptoms like headaches, teeth grinding, and even digestive issues can be indicators of stress. Or if you just had a bunch of fried chicken really late at night. In my experience, this is my experience. This is my life. This is real life. This is real life. This is grown-up shit. Okay?
Jesse's on the horn talking to these guys about his IBS.
Listen, this is serious, okay? Quit goofing off, okay? Stress shows up in all kinds of ways. And in a world that's telling you to do more, sleep less, and grind all the time, here's your reminder to take care of yourself, do less, and maybe try some therapy. Or maybe do a little bit more. Sometimes you should do a little bit. Sometimes you have to do a little bit more. I get stressed out, gang. And when I get stressed out, I like to kind of do a Blair Witch thing, and I like to stare at the corner. I like to stand up and stare in the corner of a dark cinder block basement or whatever and have no one approach me for decades at a time. Okay? That's not healthy. Okay? I'm not processing my emotions. I'm not talking. I'm not doing talk therapy. Okay? That's what you're supposed to do. Get this stuff out. There's more room out than in, my grandpappy always said. Of course, he was talking about passing gas. But I think it applies to emotions and feelings.
Not really relevant. Yeah.
Well, but it is. It's called a metaphor, okay? Mike, you actually sound stressed the way you're reacting to what I'm saying right now. Listen.
I am.
Therapy, gang, it just works, okay? No, it ain't magic, but sometimes, by God, it feels like it is, okay? And BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. That's easier on the wallet. Give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. This podcast you're listening to right now is sponsored by BetterHelp, and your Kickstarter Sucks listeners get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/YKS. That's BetterHelp.com/YKS.
Yeah, this was.
Okay, got it. Finally, this week's show brought to you by Diet Smoke. Oh, Diet Smoke. Now, that's what I call a balanced medium high in the form of a delicious gummy. Okay? Gone are the days. Mike, gone are the days where you have to go out into your backyard and get a big scythe out, right?
Yeah.
And start cutting the stalks. And then you have to, of course, what do you do from there? You take the stalk. You run it through the
What are you talking about?
Do you run it through the smoosher and it smooshes it out into the paste? Then you gotta,
is that how you think it's done?
Then you have to dry the paste. Oh, God, I'm drying the paste in the sun for how many weeks of drying
You don't need to dry your edible THC paste in the sun anymore, gang.
Gosh.
Diet smoke as you covered.
You can still do the paste thing if you want, but the point is you're not going to have to get so high that you literally think you are on the moon and maybe in some cases end up on the moon.
No longer have to get so high you think you're doing something in the backyard with a big scythe for some reason. Gone are the days of you freaking out, waving a scythe around.
You ever wake up in a big net and everyone from the neighborhood is crowding around to see why you're in the big net with the scythe
water
again?
On you and...
Boy, that's why when I need the perfect medium high, I hit up my friends at Diet Smoke for their delicious Delta 8 THC gummies. Oh my God, what is Delta 8 again? Is this another paste I'm going to have to dry? No. No, it's simply a slightly less potent THC, okay? The THC that you're probably most familiar with is Delta 9, so this is one less. And while both are natural to the cannabis plant, Diet Smoke extracts their Delta 8 from hemp. I know that's throwing a lot of science at you all at once, okay? Here's what you're going to need to know. The main thing about this is that it's legal, okay? It's legal in most states and it's non-prescription. Just check Diet Smoke's website to see if they ship their delicious gummies to your state. Now, you're probably asking yourself, does Diet Smoke really get you high, man? Does it, DB?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it does. It's just THC and stuff, you know?
So. Yeah.
The high you get with Diet Smoke is best described as somewhere between the chillness of CBD and that classic stoned feeling you get with regular weed.
That's right, Mike. Diet Smoke isn't light. It's just right. Plus, Diet Smoke comes in two delicious flavors, blue raspberry and watermelon. Hell, I like watermelon, but Mike is actually going ape over blue raspberry most of the time.
Yeah, that's goated. Yeah.
I say try them both. Why not? Let's go smoothie style. Each gummy is infused with 10 mg, whatever that means, of Delta 8 THC derived from American-grown hemp. You know what they say, gang. Buy American, get high with American. Now, that's cool. Also,
MG, man, that's good in this case. That's what it stands for.
Hey, this is important. Diet Smoke's Delta 8 gummies are low in sugar, fat-free, and delicious. Oh, and did I mention they're legal? I did, right?
Yeah, you did.
Okay. So when CBD isn't enough and traditional THC is too much, enjoy the smooth buzz of Diet Smoke. Go to DietSmoke.com and use the promo code YKS20 for 20% off your order. That's DietSmoke.com, promo code YKS20 for 20% off. And as a special offer, Diet Smoke's coupon code can be used on every order until you're dead. Diet Smoke's Delta 8 THC gummies are not for use or sale to people under the age of 21. Please use responsibly and use only while alive.
Six pack time.
Okay. Mike, I feel like I've been talking nonstop this whole episode. You have not stopped me a single time.
Yeah. Sorry about that, I guess. Or what are you talking about?
Okay. Would you like to do the first Kickstarter?
JF, I got something called Roast Me, the party game to roast your friends. Hey, we almost saw a roast this past week at the club. We were at the club.
Interesting way of putting it. We almost saw it. Well, we were in proximity of one happening. I guess that's almost saw it. If the walls of the building weren't there, we would have been very close to seeing. Yeah,
we were a few feet away from it.
It's crazy to think we were just a few feet away from people roasting each other. That actually sends chills down my spine. That's a cool
haircut for a pedophile to have. Roast. Roasted. Yeah, no, I said the fucking roast.
Hey, nice pants. Did you get those at, I don't know, Pedophiles R Us? Is that where you got your pants at?
And this guy's so fat. Hey. Hey, what the hell, man? I didn't agree to come up here for... The hell's going on?
Roast me. This is cool. I don't... What is the deal? What's the deal? Remember that guy? Speaking of pedophiles. What is the deal with roasting as a as an event? What happened? What happens? Have you guys ever been? Either one of you ever been to a roast in person? What is the? I don't know what it is.
I've never been to a roast in person. Roasted a guy online a couple years ago. Maybe you heard of it.
No, I haven't heard. What is it?
Anyway, Roast Me is a party game that makes being a bad friend a great time. Who here kisses their own Instagram pictures? Who here makes all their bad decisions on credit? Who here uses an Easy Bake Oven to make their edibles? Who here would put a kick me note on their back just to feel human contact? Which one of my friends? I'm trying to nail one of you guys.
Let's see. Do any of those apply to anyone on Earth? Let's see. No, I don't think so. There's 400 pre-written roasts and 70 challenges. They've been play-tested, so don't worry. Here's how it works. Each turn, one player pulls a card. For instance, who here would have a designer wallet but less than $2 in their bank account?
Okay, guilty. You got me.
That actually does.
And then you perform the perform the action on the card. So, for instance, it says, in the year 1995, you are O.J. Simpson, and you have 30 seconds to convince the group that you never caught a body. So you have to do like a little, I'm innocent. You gotta friggin' believe me. I'm O.J.
I think if you got this challenge, you just have to do exactly what O.J. Simpson did, right?
Yeah. Fucking worked, right?
Just hire a really good lawyer and sit there. So perform the action on the card, or if you pull a roast. So if you pull a roast, you read it out loud, and the group will pick the player it best fits. The player chosen keeps that card, which means they gain a point. So if you're like the most degenerate loser, you will win the game, I guess. Or if you're the friend everyone hates, you will win the game. So that's kind of cool. A bright spot. And then if you perform the action, the challenge, if you perform it correctly, you gain a point. Now, I'm starting to see some of the seams of how this game might be dysfunctional when it comes to determining whether or not you performed the action of pretending to be O.J. Simpson correctly. I don't really know how you would.
Who here is the biggest piece of shit? Gotta be old pedophile Kyle over here that we can hang out with.
I mean his pants. So let's watch this video a little bit because I think it gives some insight into who's enjoying this game.
It seems like everybody thinks they're a comedian nowadays. Like our buddy Kyle.
What the fuck? Did you know it was gonna be Kyle on the fucking...
Oh yeah, I've heard about Kyle. You see this guy's haircut? That was a crazy haircut, bro.
He's one of these haircut guys, which means he's like 20.
Yeah, there was a guy like that at the old barber shop I went to. You know, I was getting there, getting my old guy haircut, you know?
Yeah.
And this young fucking good looking kid comes in there and he's like, he's got the frizzy hair on the top or whatever. And the sides shaved.
Yeah.
And it's with his 20-year-old girlfriend and stuff. And I broke down crying. I said, you got your whole life ahead of you, bud. Pulled me off of him and put me back in the chair and gave me a little lollipop.
That's actually not bad. That's actually really cool. So this is a game for like 20-year-olds, and that is who was coming to the roast after the show as well.
It was a gaggle of
like 20-year-olds lining up to go in and watch. So this is something that young people are really interested in, is like seeing roasts on each other. I can't think of anything less appealing than this. Except for like a live podcast recording, maybe would be the only one.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to throw shade at the YouTube influencers who get booked there when you're just a fucking, not even the headlining.
Yeah. Oh, we're the same guy, but much worse. Okay. Got it.
Shout out all our new subs from last week. Cyanide. Prank vlog. Those idiots never saw that shit coming.
RIP Nana, though. Anyways,
what?
Back up this week with Street Heat.
It's like they're doing like a skit.
With a flamethrower!
Let's go, Kevin!
All that goofy bullshit you see 14-year-olds doing on TikTok might be good for the algorithm, but what's the point if you're in jail and everybody hates you in 2 years? Leave the on-camera fact, kids. Let us introduce you.
Hey, we can't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, nobody. What are you referencing?
I don't get it.
Maybe there's stuff popping off on TikTok.
Well, like he's got a shirt on that says legalized comedy. I think this guy's got to relax a little bit. starting to use haircut as a descriptor of a person, I think, is
a young person.
Yeah.
Saw a haircut when I was out.
Starting to get pretty old. But so the distinction they're trying to make is like young people are always getting in trouble for doing pranks on TikTok. You shouldn't do that. You should instead play a card game, which I don't think really – that doesn't hang together for me as like two – that's not the two choices people are making. Like, hey, do you want to get in a bunch of trouble or do you want to play a card game? They're not making those decisions, are they?
F that, dude. I'm staying home.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be boring.
Normally staying home sucks. Normally staying home, your whole life sucks. We can make our own fun.
What do you mean?
Dr. Seuss shit.
A party game to roast your friends. Here's how it works. One of the players draws a card and reads it aloud.
Who here needs a permission slip before they do hood rat with their friends?
Let's get some audio mixing going as well.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So who here needs a
permission slip for doing hood rat shit? That's you, JF.
Hood rat. With their friends. That's cool. Let's see.
Then comes the fun part. A trial by roast where the group picks which lovable degenerate best fits that card.
Yep. It's all the people I'm seeing here that fit the card for sure.
It's that simple. And plus, you can rest assured that there's cards in here for everyone. And I mean everyone.
Who here would take Xanax to curb their hangover anxiety?
We know these cards... spent 2 years developing this game.
Ouch.
We tested it out on our friends, people at the bar. Hell, we even tested it out on random drunks in the street. You know, market research.
Who here is most likely to have a kid for the sole purpose of collecting alimony?
Who here might as well be in the credits since they talked through the whole movie?
They've torn this game apart until every half-baked joke or punchline we started out with is gone. And all that's left is gold.
Why don't you put the flamethrower down for you?
I can't listen to the rap horn thing anymore.
They can't cuss.
Why can't you guys cuss? Are you that young? I said 20-something. Is it younger than that? Have I lost the ability to delineate between like a 23-year-old guy and like a 14-year-old guy? I mean, surely not, right?
I think it'd be...
I know the haircuts are the same, but...
I think if you want to post it on Facebook, you can't have profanity and stuff, probably.
Is this on Facebook?
Probably. I mean, they got to share it over there for maximum, you know?
Oh, I didn't know they engagement. Were doing socials. No, I didn't. I didn't know they were trying to.
Wow. We should have done, posted the link on Facebook.
Oh, God.
That's where we messed up.
You know, I do see in the background here, this kitchen shot that they have the, those really flat pretzel crisps. So they're living with an old person for sure.
Oh, I was going to say they're fire. Okay.
I know they're good.
Some hummus.
Bro, they're good. That's what I'm saying. They're awesome. You can even get the flavored ones, man. They got the honey mustard ones. They're really good.
Yeah.
It's like they're a low fat treat.
They're not getting this granite countertop. Come on. These are kids.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. The kids would opt for quartz, probably. I don't think this is not a Vine influencer house or whatever the fuck. This is mommy and daddy's house. We got the olive oil back there. It does not look like Great Value brand olive oil either. Somebody's getting a fat paycheck around the house if they're not doing the generic olive oil. You see what I'm saying back there?
Well, I don't know. Looks like we got a couple different bunches of bananas back here, JF, which could mean it's more than one person in the house buying different groceries and stuff. But we also have some, what is that? I can't believe it's not butter spray.
Margarine
spray.
But it's not refrigerated. I don't know about that. Sometimes it's good to have bananas in different stages of ripening as well. You got the brown ones. You're like, well, I don't know. That may make it into the banana bread. But then you got the sort of green ones for rounding out the weekend, so you don't have to get out, you know, with all the crazies on Saturday afternoon at the store. You know,
You got a bag of Domino's sugar and look what looks to be some plastic spoons.
I can't tell. It could be like a Kashi something where it's like showing you all of the whole grains inside the spoon. Hard to tell on that one.
Kind of an overturned box of cereal.
I think that's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's for the kiddos for sure. Is this an electric wine opener here where they have like the, it peels off the,
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like,
top right. It looks like we have a little wine in the cupboard here.
Okay. So they were just using it. Yeah. I see that right now. And is this nutmeg? Nutmeg next to the wine? What is going on?
What are you guys doing here?
What are you guys fucking doing? This is another one of your fucking challenges. Don't put nutmeg in my fucking wine. What's wrong with you? Slapping him in the head. Anyway, you can play this game. Who here thinks Cardi B can end racism? I don't know. I don't want to talk about this with you guys anymore. I don't want to. I don't have any interest in discussing this.
Let's talk
this
about the nutmeg thing.
Yeah. Come on. Where do you guys get off with the whole nutmeg?
It should go in the spice cabinet or whatever.
We have all these cabinets. Anyway, $49 launch party, one copy of the game, and then 490 roasts in there. That's not good.
Their spice situation is probably not good, I would say.
No, there's no way it's good.
Out of control.
There's no way they have a little shelf in there where they put some of the stuff behind, like on the top. You don't need it as much, you know?
Yeah.
Organizing it by like, well, here's like where the green spices hang out, you know, all your herbs and so forth. And here's where like the spicy stuff, you got like a dad shelf for the spicy stuff. And so, there's no way they're doing that.
They're not doing it.
$25 for the roast me game. And you can get some merch as well. The merch is okay.
Merch is kind of good.
They're doing good with the merch. Yeah. Look at that. They got a little, like a matchbox that says roast me on it. I don't know. That's better than the game to me.
Who here needs a dream, needs to stop chasing their dreams and get a damn job?
Yeah. All right. I think you guys should just have some conversations with your friends if you want to. $4,200 pledged to 7,562 backers 18 days ago. That's roast me. Oh boy, I've got one. And if the people in this video have their spices in a weird place, I'm going to absolutely lose my fucking mind. This one is called Unfiltered, an application that removes beautification filters from online photos and videos in real time. Dan, of course, will be cutting where I said removes.
Are you okay today? What's going on?
Been eating those diet smoke things again?
Yeah.
Why do I sound like I'm having a smooth time? Now, this is one from a true freak. Hunter says, did you know Instagram uses a 2% beautification filter on every photo taken in the app? That's the default option with no way to remove it. Until now, I'm Hunter Chrysler. First of all, no,
God,
you're not.
God.
Don't say that to me.
Hunter Chrysler.
Yeah.
I have seen the need, this is about me, I have seen the need for an application like this since I started using dating apps back in my late teens and early 20s. Are you fucking stupid?
Yeah,
he is. Fucking bird brain.
He's a 30-year-old resident of Denver, Colorado, transplanted from Jackson, Mississippi. You've heard the term Southern Belle? Well, let me tell you, the girls around here just don't compare, but you'd never know it from their Instagrams. Psycho thing to say. Really?
Wow.
Really psycho thing to say. Time and time again, I would invite girls from Instagram or Tinder out on the boat, only to leave 9 out of 10 standing on the dock.
This is a joke. Okay, this is a gag or something.
I don't think this is a gag.
All right.
I think he's being serious.
We'll limit the disappointment utilizing state-of-the-art filter reversing technology. Doesn't seem like Hunter Chrysler is coming up with state-of-the-art filter reversing technology. I'm just saying.
So you think he's pulling a prank on me?
I think so, yeah.
You think I'm being freaking pranked by Hunter Chrysler?
By Dr. Chrysler? Hunter Chrysler, PhD. Yo, I'm sick of getting catfished, so I low-key made this app. I'm looking for investors.
Let's see. I don't know. Look, there are people named Hunter Chrysler in the world.
Risks and challenges. Opposition from social media sites that profit from the use of beautification filters. Hunter Chrysler. enemy number one, big target in Mark Zuckerberg's house with his face on it.
This guy is, I think this guy is in the news for losing his dog.
This guy. Why the fuck is this dog? What is that?
Yeah. Here's a picture of Hunter with his dog and his girlfriend, Carly. Wait a minute. This is 2021. Uh-oh. What happened with Carly?
The bizarre story of how Hunter got his dog back. What happened?
I don't know. It's like, let's see. Let's see. In the bed of the truck, he would travel back and forth between the two states. So Mississippi and Colorado. His 2003 Cadillac Escalade EXT, oh, ugly car, was taken from the bar's parking lot. In the bed of the truck was a 2020 Kawasaki motorcycle, and inside was his five-year-old dog, Smoke. Okay, so he was attending a medical marijuana meeting the night of May 12th, and his dog was in the truck.
Yeah, and then he said, dude, where's my car? Oh, someone stole it. Wink.
Yes.
Come on, Hunter.
Very, very cool. Very, very cool. I like that a lot. So it looks like he got the dog from whoever stole his car or something. I don't know. Who cares? Why is this guy on the fucking news with a girlfriend when he says he's leaving women at the dock? The point is, this guy exists. If this is a prank and his prank is to make himself seem like a psycho incel shooter, then I guess the joke's on me in that case. Using my full name to come off as a complete lunatic. Haha. In the hopes that we'll pick it up? What the fuck is that? Who's that for? Us?
I don't know. You can get a premium subscription for $200 or more. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
Or you can donate $1,000 to get named as a donor on the app or something.
I would want my name associated with this for sure. Disclaimer.
Kind of cool.
Application cannot remove beauty achieved through makeup techniques. You're on your own with that one, fellas. Come on.
That's silly. What is that? What is that, Hunter?
You think it's not real?
I don't think it's real. It's maybe a joke for his Facebook friends or something. I don't know.
Well, Hunter, buddy, you fucked up. You goofed, because now you're in the big leagues, pal.
Hunter, we're not laughing, okay? If you do this,
yeah,
and we cover it, we look like assholes, okay?
Here's what I would say.
We take the show seriously.
You can't be 30 years old and doing this.
Yeah, that's true.
I would expect this as a gag from one of the guys with the haircut from the last thing.
Yeah, one of those haircut guys. Good Lord.
One of the fucking haircut guys. Because look, there's even a picture here of a lady that says filter and unfiltered. And I mean, I don't know which one's fake or whatever, but look, come on. You can't be doing this shit at 30 years old, goofing on this. You're real. 30 years old. You got to start thinking about fucking renewing your license.
you got to think about dying soon, bud.
Get your affairs in order. Quit worrying about the fucking social media shit. $1 pledge of $50,000, one backer, 40 days to go. Weird stuff there.
Too cool. Too cool.
All right. What do you got, Mike?
I got the Muse frame. You knew it was a Muse frame time.
I knew it was. Did you know it was?
Proper screen. I was not aware. Proper screens for NFTs. Collect, verify, and showcase your NFTs on an aesthetic digital frame designed to match any interior. Digital art frame, JF. What do they think of next?
Now, you know, a wise man once said, you know, it seems like every couple of weeks a freaking billionaire goes on there and reinvents the bus. I think someone said that. Okay.
What?
I think someone says that.
Yeah.
And it's true.
As proud owners of multiple NFT collections, we built the highest quality NFT display and app that lets you expressively and easily project your digital assets in your home or workspace. You got any of these NFTs, JF? They're blowing up.
I really need to get some pretty soon, I think. I'm kind of liking this one here that's like the different colors of smoke, and they're kind of moving around on the
That one's on awesome.
TVs. Yeah, that's pretty cool. You got blue, red. Everybody's here. Kind of interesting now we are back to framing the art that was sort of made purposefully not to be framed. I think we've come full circle on what it is we're actually trying to accomplish here. But I do think it would be, I think it would be really instructive to walk in someone's house and they have a big frame and inside of it is one of those disgusting little monkey things like gleaming at you, you know, with like a bunch of whatever they have on their
heads. Start looking for the exits. He's wearing a raincoat and dancing to Huey Lewis in the news. gotta get out of there.
I can't imagine this being real. Have we talked about the Samsung frame on here before? That the TV that's like, it's meant to, you know, it's meant to not look like a TV. I don't know.
A TV you hang on the wall. It's insane.
Very interesting. I like the idea of a TV that doesn't have all of the TV stuff jammed inside of it. So it looks okay on the wall. And there's like one cord that does, you know what I mean? I think that's cool. Would I necessarily then want to display like the art of Van Gogh on it? I don't know. I guess I don't really care that much. I would like a small TV with like a minimal bezel, you know.
Nobody's coming over to Jesse's house and saying, is that a Van Gogh? I like that picture.
Okay.
It's a Van Gogh.
You're the only one who comes over to my house. So that's,
I like that picture. I would say that.
But yeah, so I don't know if you know, I could see art being on here, but the NFTs is not real art. But what's interesting about this, I think, you know what, I'm gonna play the video because I think it explains it pretty well.
MuseFrame expressively displays NFTs to complement any vivid art experience at home or in your workspace. The screen is expertly designed to display your digital art in the most seamless and immersive manner. We've built three sizes, all with immense 4K clarity supporting over 1 billion colors. The ultra-thin, lightweight panel boasts crystal-clear clarity from any angle. Also, customize your Muse with one of our easily interchangeable attachable frames. The intelligent Muse app will instantly display your collection onto the Muse frame while keeping the token locked safely in your wallet. With the Muse app and a button on the frame, ownership verification is easily certified with a simple QR code scan. Don't have NFTs yet?
Here we go.
Paralleled minting functionality. Instantly mint your own NFT onto the Polygon blockchain via our Muse app in real time. You can always display your NFTs expressively in any light setting.
So what it showed there was a guy taking a picture of his friend sitting down and then minting that on the blockchain so it can go on his TV.
That is cool.
You can just get a Chromecast if you want a picture of your buddy to be on the TV when he walks in so he can look at it and go, oh, you got a picture of me on
the... It's you. Look, it's you. You're over there.
Cool. Cool. You got those beers or what's going on? This fucking sucks, and this is absolutely fucking crazy. I mean,
I think it's actually kind of cool. I've been looking for a way to show off pictures of like a vaporwave statue of David or something. Oh, that shit looks the same.
Now this is cool. They're also going to have a limited edition NFT airdrop to all first edition Muse frame owners. It's going to be limited to 333 tokens. So if you were wondering, hey, are these guys just helping with the scam or are they participating in the scam as well? Yeah, they're getting it both ways. So you're going to be able to grab one of your little picture doodads. They'll give you a picture doodad. You can make a new picture doodad with it. You can put your existing picture doodads on here, and it's really anybody's guess as to which one of them will have the massive breach, where all of your money is deleted from the computer. I'm excited. They're basically all racing with each other to see who gets fucked up first. Does anyone not? I feel like it's ancient history. What was the name of that thing? Was it Mount Gox? Is that what it was called?
Mm-hmm.
Where it was just like everybody had basically every penny that was fake money was on that website. And then everybody woke up one day and it was just.
It's Mt. Gox. There was just watched another one. Trust No One, The Hunt for the Crypto King. Did you see that one? It's about the Canadian
No.
Bitcoin exchange.
I've not
pretty
seen
good.
That.
It was pretty good. It's pretty good.
That's awesome.
But basically, it was like, not to spoil it, but it's like all of the other, you know, crypto stuff were just one guy like was ripping everyone off.
Oh.
It's okay. Just everything. It's one of those things that happens every other day that you read about.
Yeah, becoming sort of numb to the crypto ripoff scams. Let's get a new scam. I mean, I know this was new, but I'm over it now. Let's go back to some of the old. Let's do circuses again.
So funny, like one of the guys on that documentary was like, I sold my house or whatever, and I got all the money for it. And then I decided to buy some Bitcoin. And he was like, and then I pressed the button to buy the $500,000 of Bitcoin, and then nothing happened. And I waited an hour, and then I waited a few days. And then it turned into like a month later. He was like, I was getting nervous by that point.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just click a button and like everything he worked for is just gone. That rocks.
I fucking started to freak out yesterday because I went to order some spring pictures from my kid's school, and the password that I had saved in my password manager didn't work. And I said, forgot password. And it took more than 5 seconds for them to send me the reset password link. And I started like fucking getting really mad. I was like, the fucking thing sucks. I fucking hate this fucking thing. A piece of shit. And it came in like 12 seconds instead of 5. So
you just freaked out and started drama for no reason again. Yet again.
Basically, okay. I wanted attention and I was acting out. And by the way, it worked and I got exactly what I wanted. I cannot imagine the delay.
Oh man.
Or like the thought you have where you go, okay, I just sent them $500,000. Should I hit refresh?
Or I shouldn't refresh it because it would go through twice or something.
Isn't that a fucking nightmare?
That rocks.
That's very cool.
Losing that much money. God damn.
Yep. You gotta try hard to do something that stupid. And a lot of people are doing it, so rock on.
And then later in the documentary he's like, yeah, it turns out the founder was like a ex-convict or something. It turns out we had no idea who these people were. Like now.
Huh.
Like after they got ripped off, they like looked up who the guy was. Hey, wait a minute.
So this is why I'm saying I think we need to bring back the circus. And you go back there and you go, oh, the bearded lady. Oh, it's just the lady didn't have a beard. She just kind of, they found one. They found like a fake beard and she glued it on her face.
Man eating chicken. This guy with a buck. That's a fucking great gag. I would still pay. I would laugh my ass off the whole time. It's just a great gag.
That is funny. That's funny. But you know what? Actually, it's kind of cool. If there's like a picture of a zombified goat and he's like, ah, on the screen. That's also kind of a cool scam. They're both equally good. The clever wordplay and then like the digital goat is kind of good as well for $750,000. Either way.
We're all having fun.
We're all having fun in different ways, and that's all right. $220 gets you the 10-inch version of this, but you're going to want the big boy, which is, how big is the big one? 32 inches?
55, I think, right?
Is it 55? Oh my God, you're
55.
Right.
You want a bunch of TVs and shit hanging on your wall, heating up the place, and a bunch of shit moving around all the time? A nightmare.
333 of these are going to get made. 111 of each of the first three sizes. This is so confusing. I don't even know what they're saying. 330. So there's three sizes, so you get, but then there's a gold version of it as well. I mean, how do you not know you're getting ripped off when they're like, oh, yeah, this is the thing. This is the limited thing. This is the gold limited thing. This is the premium gold limited thing. Yeah. I mean,
seems
come on.
Kind of sus, huh?
You're getting ripped off here. $7,346 is what it's going to cost you. It comes with a Michelin star dinner with Muse founders in Sydney, Australia. Flights not included. Three people will get three of the 55-inch Muse frames, $500 minting credit on the app, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? This is the thing where they go, we have the most expensive banana split in New York City. By the way, it's a normal banana split with Ben and Jerry's ice cream in it, and we fucking slid a Laserdisc player underneath the whole fucking thing. It's like $385. That's not a fucking, I don't want the, give me the fucking, give me the good, we wrapped We wrapped the banana in gold leaf before we cut it up and put it in the thing. Come on. Come on, hey, with this
gold leaf.
Actually, it's actually really delicious whenever I eat it 5 nights a week. $34,000 pledged of $14,000, 95 backers, 27 days to go. That's the Muse frame. Wow. That's cool. NFTs are finally taking the next step to being like a real part of my home. I'm excited for that.
That's cool.
I'm so sick of looking at my NFTs on a computer screen. I need them to be.
Yeah, I need everybody to see it as soon as they come in my house.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
I have it's a beeple up there or whatever. Gives a shit. Give me the old melty clock. You know what I
yes.
mean? Whatever. Whatever happened to a bunch of melty clocks?
Yes. A lot of the melty clocks were very, very cool. Very, very interesting to see that.
And that's a conversation. So it must have been hot that day, huh?
Yep. Melty clock, huh? Wow. Okay. Melty clock. Yeah, I guess it got melted. That's when the UPS guy opens my door. It's like,
hey, you seen this?
I got the melty clock. Okay. Next one is the bag washer, the gadget that every kitchen needs. At long last, a kitchen gadget. A gadget you can have in your kitchen. Okay, cool. Let's see what this is all about.
Hi, I'm Sherry, and my friends call me the bag lady. As a parent and a cook, I tend to use a lot of plastic bags, just like you probably. You take the food out of the bag and you throw it away.
Okay, they're saying plastic is bad for the earth. I agree with that.
And that led to the creation of the bag washer. Simply rinse it, slip it over, and put it in the dishwasher. When the dishwasher's done, you open it up, pull it out, take out your bags for reuse again and again. Reuse, rewash, and recycle.
So, you know, part of the show here is that we acknowledge how bad it sucks sometimes to be alive and doing all of the stuff that we do all of the time. And, you know, the consumerism that is freaking running rampant in society right now. And the guilt we all share, most of us share. About what we consume and what we dispose of and waste and just taking up space in the world makes you feel bad sometimes, you know? Got the recycling and trying to do that, trying to use less stuff. And
yeah.
Oh, I think all of that really does play a part in my everyday life. But I will never do this. I will never wash out my fucking bags.
You're
in the
not
dishwasher.
Washing your bags out? You're not reusing your Ziplocs? You got to reuse your Ziplocs, JF.
You're fucking out of your mind.
It's a single-use plastic. You're good with that? I actually looked up single-use plastics pros and cons to try and find some good pros about fucking single-use plastics.
Yeah.
And it says it keeps food from spoiling is a pro on this website. bpf.co.uk.
Okay.
What's that? The fuck is that? British Plastics Foundation.
Yeah.
Well, they would know, I guess.
Yeah, they got their finger on the pulse over there, I guess.
They deal with the shit all day long.
So here's my thing with the plastic bags. I very rarely use these. So I find the statistics here sort of specious because it says here, it gives the statistics. It says the average family uses 1,500 plastic zip top bags per year. Hey, what the fuck are all you guys doing out there with your fucking plastic bags? What is going on? How are you using this much? I think I use like 10. What are you doing?
I think that's just me and Dan. 1,500 Ziplocs.
Okay.
You feel me?
Okay.
Why don't you have
an agreement with your weed dealer to use like a Tupperware container?
Reusable.
You
like a canvas tote.
Yeah, bring it over to him and he fills it up and then you take it. It's like Trader Joe's. What's wrong with you?
My shit actually comes in like parchment paper. It'll...
Hey, Dan, now that's what I call green.
Yeah, exactly. It's good, that's right?
Like. More fun in front of a live audience when they're kind of like reacting to
instant feedback.
Yeah, just kind of weird doing it. 1,500 plastic zip top bags per year. So that is pretty close to 5 a day. How is that possible? Who's doing that?
Yeah, I don't know.
What would you even... Here's what I use a zip top bag for. About once every 2 weeks, I marinate some meat in it. That's about the extent of my plastic bag usage. I don't know what else. Yeah. And I'm not turning the raw oily chicken bag inside out and putting it in the dishwasher and then using it to put strawberries in or something. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not putting a paper towel in there with some lettuce.
Put some dish soap in it, JF.
You're not really doing that. You're trying to piss me off. You're not really doing that. You're not reusing your Ziploc bags.
Yeah, because you send some to school with a kid, and if he doesn't throw them away, you can reuse them for his lunch again.
Well, that's your fucking fault for not getting real containers. Get the real actual containers.
I do, and he throws them away, and then we got the resealable bag, the reusable resealable one. Threw it away. And so it's like, we're lucky if he brings it home, but I don't know. You got to wash them out.
No, I don't. I don't have to do that. My kids eat the school lunch. You guys shut up. Eat the school lunch.
It's pizza, like three days
a week. Get over it.
Like he will. I mean, he's such a picky eater, more so than your kid, I think. And he's just like, he won't eat school lunch.
Bro, what is it? School lunch that's not good. What is it? They're not doing I can't even think of something a kid wouldn't like. What do kids not like?
Lima beans, green beans. Well,
I don't like lima beans either. So you know what?
What a kid wouldn't like. Yeah.
If it's lima beans again for lunch, just fucking keep my ass home. It's a dentist day. Lima beans. Get the fuck out of here with that trash. Worst bean. That's got to be the worst bean there is.
No way. Come on.
Lima beans? Yeah. They fucking suck.
Let's rank them right now.
Bean ranking. Here we go. One is like baked beans. Right?
Yeah, I think so. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And we have a winner.
Shit, I hope I didn't just ruin the Doughboys episode before it comes out. We did bean.
We did beans. Yeah.
Fuck. Damn it. We did the bean. We did the bean hall of fame. Shit. Well, Mitch isn't going to listen to this anyways. I heard on the way back to LA, he was on the airplane with Mike Tyson. So he's probably not going to be able to.
Oh no. I don't know. I'm not putting them in the dishwasher, JF. I'll overturn them on the dish rack or what have you.
I can't believe I put this on here.
I'm not buying a whole thing for it,
I can't believe you're washing out your bags.
You can rinse them out and use them a couple times.
Well, if you put like goldfish in there, that's what we're talking about, like rinse the crumbs out or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just have a container for that. That's hard.
I'm putting my dick in there or anything. I'm not doing that. I have a separate bag for that.
Okay.
That I put my dick in at night.
Yeah. It's got some lotion in there to keep it soft. That's nice. $29 gets you one set of the bag washer. And you can get. You can get even more bag washers as it goes up. Two complete sets for $61. If you're just washing so many bags, if your dishwasher is full, how depressing is that? Of opening up your dishwasher and it's full of plastic Ziploc bag. That sucks. I don't like that at all. 3D printed set shipped immediately. You can pledge $3,000. So if you don't want to wait for mass production, you can give them $3,000, I here's what I think. Don't give me the doing good for the environment stuff when you're 61 years old and have used plastic bags your whole life.
So much so that you,
bro, I don't want
to
hear
the
it.
Need to invent a product.
You guys I don't want to hear it from it. Your ass. I got a little electric car. Shut the fuck up. Leave me alone. I'm doing better than you. I don't want to hear your shit. I put my steak in there. I put my flank steak in there once a month. I'm not going to hear it from your ass. Don't forget to rinse out
my dick in there.
All right. Once I know you put once a month. $5,200 of 40K, 78 backers, 27 days to go. Bag washer. I got enough kitchen gadgets. I won't be using that. Mike, what is the last one you got?
I got something called the Infonitech JF Temp Guard Automatic Windshield Sunshades. Don't take down your sunshades every time you drive. This is so, so stupid.
This is busted.
God.
Look at this. Is that not wacky? Look at, oh,
that's
my God.
So the sag on it, JF.
I know. It doesn't even, it's not taut.
It's not taut.
It's just going to slide down the fucking thing anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Listen to it go in and out of the chamber. That sucks so bad. This is a window shade. Now, people are probably still doing the window shades that, like, it's really hard to fold up pretzel style. You know, the circular ones that you have to, like, fold in that particular way.
Yeah, I don't fuck with those.
Those are really hard. And then you've also got the ones that are just, like, straight up fold out, right? You can put those up there. For a while, I don't know if she still has it. My mom had one that she did. It was similar to this, but she attached it on the, like, the far side of the passenger side, and it was vertical rather than horizontal. So you could pull it from the passenger side window all the way over. So it took up about 2 inches of the very right side of the windshield, which it was too obstructive for me, but truly it didn't take up any space that you would ever be looking out of. Mm-hmm. You're not missing anything over there. And it's kind of ugly, but whatever. But this one manages to take up an incredible amount of space while truthfully not even protecting that much of the windshield because of the way it has to go. And so where, let's talk about where does it attach? So it attaches to the sun visors.
Sun visors. Yeah. Both. It velcros onto the sun visors and goes above the rear view mirror. Huge bar the length of the.
It goes on your side of the rear view mirror. Because otherwise the bar would be too long. It couldn't go underneath the rear view mirror. So from the driver's side, you can see this entire aluminum bar while you're looking in your rearview mirror, which is not where I would basically put anything that I needed to see through.
When it fully wraps up and you can still see it in the rearview mirror.
Insane. You
that's
can
what
see
you
the
don't
whole,
want, man.
It's hanging down into the, yeah. The other thing I want to know is, does it make the sun visors inoperable? Because if you pull down the sun visor, then this heat shield is going to go like into your steering wheel, right? So this is really, this is ruining everything. And you can also see here how it doesn't really come anywhere close to the windshield itself. It just sort of drapes over the steering wheel area.
It's kind of like the, It's not taut, JF.
It's not taut at all. And you do still have to custom measure your windshield for this to quote unquote fit. They will cut it for you, or I guess they'll send it to you to cut. I don't know. I'm not going to bother with this at all. Seeing it do the very slow mechanical version of like a blind going like, you know, like in the old cartoons, Bugs Bunny would get stuck in the blinds or whatever. And he would like fucking, or Daffy Duck, Porky Pig. One of the guys would get stuck in the blinds every
God
now
damn,
and then.
Those guys were crazy.
We were watching Ernest Scared Stupid last night, and it was the scene where Ernest got stuck in the compacting mechanism of the garbage truck that he was driving.
Oh, brother.
And his head was coming out the same side of the garbage patch as his feet were. So he was like, looped around like that. And my kid, in the next scene, he's like driving the truck, and my kids were like, oh, so he's okay. And I was like, Ernest is kind of like
a cartoon.
He's a cartoon. He's a real life cartoon. You can't really hurt Ernest in any way. But I think Ernest could get wrapped up in this and go blah, 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 you know, and like get stuck in the, and he would be okay. The next scene, he'd be like, rim shot, you know.
Would you stop goofing off, Ernest, and get back to work?
I'm one of the serious humorless guy. Adults.
I'm the guy who hired Ernest P. Worrell to do a job and then got upset that he's lollygagging.
Hey, man. Hey, real quick. Have you met Ernest? Did you meet Ernest before you fucking hired him to be the chief of security for the fucking museum or whatever the fuck we're doing? Can you get off his ass? Obviously, Ernest has a lot going on. Like, he's got a lot of...
Yeah, he's insane.
Ernest is...
Multiple personality disorder.
Well, that's true. Yeah, he hallucinates as well, right?
Yeah. Poor guy. Poor son of a bitch. Praying for him.
Hey, who did their master's thesis on Ernest? That seems like some shit somebody who listens to this show would have done. Let us know if you guys wrote that. I'd really like to read a 40-page paper on why Ernest is the way that he is.
Manifesto from my cabin. In phony tech, $378 of the $250 goal for some...
Bizarre.
For some reason.
That's not even a multiple of two of them.
Four backers. 22 days to go.
It says four backers, but there have been three backers that have selected a reward. So somebody just gave them money for no reason. I don't know. This one's really hard to figure out here. $99 for the shades or $114 also for the shades. Really no distinction between the two, but otherwise, very sensible, very smart project. Last one I got for you, Mike, is called The Elegant Game of Cussing. Hey, you had a game earlier. Now it's my turn to play a game. This is the party game where you cuss each other. Let's play the video. You can kind of see what they're doing here. You see all these cards. This one says shit. This one says why, so shitty. This is twat, bastard. I'm not going to say that one.
No. Oh, we're not going to say that one.
No, I wasn't going to say that.
Ass.
Yeah.
Horse. Chicken prick.
You know what? Chicken prick got a laugh out of
kinda
me. That's funny.
Kind of good.
Chicken prick is funny.
Shout out to John, the chicken prick.
So this is basically, what's the guy's name who wrote The Wire? David Simon? Is that his name?
Yeah.
You know how he posts on Twitter.
Yeah. Twat waffle and all that stuff.
Yeah. That's basically what this is. It's a beautifully simple adult party card game, a single deck of cards in a sturdy self-contained box containing 90 cuss words that can be strung together into about 5 billion cusses, 10 blank cards, because everyone's got a different way of cussing. That's a nice way to pad it out. That's a nice way to increasing the margins to 1.75 inches on either side of the page. Very nice. 24 red points cards to keep track of scores in a rules card. So simple, they fit on one side. That's because I would argue this is actually not a game. I don't believe this is a game in any way. Here's how you play the non-game. Take turns. On your turn, choose a player to cuss. Push one or more red cards towards them. Cuss them by playing cards from your hand and reading them to the player in order. You may begin your cuss with you, ... No other words are allowed. If you get cussed, match the cusser's points and cuss them back. Everyone may judge cusses, even if not playing. Best cuss wins the points. Tie splits the points. Draw replacement cards after you cuss. If you run out of points, discard your cards. Last player standing wins. If the draw pile is gone, most points wins. Start with 5 cuss cards and 3 points each. There's no way to understand. I mean, you're just going to have to play this game to figure it out. But you can judge the cusses, okay? And there are a lot of words in the deck. So if it's an English swear word and not a slur, it's probably in the deck, along with cards that usually modify cuss words. There's sexual stuff, maybe some gross stuff, perhaps some barnyard stuff. No hateful stuff. Okay. So they did have a campaign before for cussing. And the difference here is that they're asking for $9,000 less. They're only aiming for $1,000. Okay. They're going global with the cusses this time because people from France want to know how to say, like, umbrella fucking butt farting ass burger.
Douche balls.
Yeah.
So, freaking, yeah, something like that.
Some shit like that. This time we're rewarding $19 backers with a 90 card deck. So they've increased the price, but they've increased the cards as well. And they've even got an additional goal here. They can do a mini version of the card game with disposable bar coasters. You can have the word shit print on a coaster if they make their goal. I would love to see some more of the cards, but I really think we've seen all of the cards. It really is just cuss words on a piece of paper, huh?
Kind of cool. If you've never seen them printed out before, that could be kind of cool. If you've never seen, if you've just heard the word or something.
Yeah, I guess that's right. If you need to see what fuck looks like, there it is. Fuck. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to that guy's page.
See that? How about that? Look at that.
Is this David? Like? David Simon?
Oh yeah, David Simon.
No, his name is like the something on there, right?
Let me see here. It is AO Despair.
I'm sure that means something.
Must have changed his name.
I don't know. I don't know. Let's see. Does he have any of the? Does he have any of the cussing thing on here lately? Okay.
He says
fuck Putin a lot. It doesn't look like he said puck Putin or puck futon. So that's good. Let's see.
Big thread guy. Ugh.
He's doing a lot of quote tweeting.
Quote tweeting stuff.
This guy sucks. You guys liked his show, right?
The Wire, yes. So I have to stand by whatever he does from here until eternity. Just the way it is.
On April 19th, he said shithead. I think that you can say shithead, right?
I can't, no, but I guess you could, yeah. If you wanted to.
Okay. All right. Sorry. wow, has he dispensed with the silly cuss words? I mean, maybe we should just search like
Yeah, I'm searching it now.
Fuck! I don't even know how he does it.
I can't even think of one.
It's like coding. I don't know how to do it. Wow. You know what? David Simon. Now, of course, David Simon has everyone blocked who's ever mentioned his stupid cussing. But
yeah, I saw I got blocked by R.L. Stein for some reason. What did I do to that guy?
What was that about?
I don't know.
He probably saw your profile pic and said, this guy's too scary even for me. Hello? Huh?
What did you say?
What? he probably saw your profile pic and said, God, this is giving me goosebumps.
I can't. Still can't hear you, JF.
Okay.
All right. Let me know when you come back.
Yeah, we'll fix it later. That's the Elegant Game of Cussing, $752 of $1,000.
Fuck your fanfic, okay? He said it to somebody.
Come on.
Talking about the Bible or something.
Oh, is he doing like the... Oh, there's a guy. Oh, there's a guy with a white beard in the sky. And he lays on a...
Sky wizard. That is so funny, sir.
Can you search his tweets for spaghetti monster to see if he said if he said flying spaghetti monster?
Let's see. Cincinnati puts chili on spaghetti. That's right. I don't think he likes that, which is another thing I have in common with him.
Okay.
They put chili on spaghetti. The only times he's ever mentioned spaghetti is when he's talking about Cincinnati chili and how much he hates it.
Oh, here we go. Let's see. March 25th, somebody says, does it bother you if people use profanity when they tweet? Oh, maybe it's not a reply to him. It's just a general question. He took this opportunity to spike the football on this person asking an engagement question. He says, I wouldn't clean the unwashed ass of my worst enemy with whatever empty, maledictive shitmonger needs to always add an uninspired profanity to make his fucking point. Fuck those taint-sniffing simpletons to a trifling, dirt-mouthed hell of monosyllabic bleeding. Wow.
He did not write that.
Oh, he also wrote, you ridiculous peck sniff.
God, dude.
That's awesome. Shut the fuck up, you empty, useless scrot lick.
For a scraped brain, taint sniffing moron, the whole world must seem lousy with Einstein's, Kant's, and Kierkegaard's. I mean, calls me a mook. I don't think you can say that.
Anyway, that guy's cool, huh?
You 8-digited Cro-Magnonite. What are you saying? Wow. Hey,
speaking of, it's time to answer one of your questions. It's time for That's Where You Come In.
You're going to want to contact YKS. You're going to want to talk to Mike and JF. You're going to want to call 802-359-PISS. Send them something at their mailing address. 544 West Main Street, 209 Gallatin, 10, Tennessee 37066. They got a Gmail. It's the name of the ship. Twitter's at your Kickstarter, and that's it. You're gonna wanna contact YKS. You're gonna wanna let them know you exist. Leave a little message for Mike and JF. YKS bot on Instagram for grill pics.
All right, gang. This is from Rob in the Piscord. Hey, Piscord, great place to hang out. Don't mind if I do. Who asks, any awkward interactions after your live show with the Doughboys? Great question. Yeah, we've been touching on that a little bit throughout the episode. I would say probably the most awkward interaction I had was when I saw Mike afterwards, and we had to sort of make small talk again and hang out with each other.
Outside of personal work, we do not hang out. We do not fraternize.
That was really weird. I pulled up. I offered you a ride, and you intuitively got in the back seat of the van, and you actually went in the third row to get as far away from me as possible, which was interesting. But you know what? I know you had your little iPad back there and everything. You were fine. So, no, none on our end. Look, everybody was so nice. You know, we met several people and said hello, and everyone was very complimentary. I think there were probably more people there who were not sure who we were than people who did know who we were.
What a relief. Oh, my God.
I thought that, look.
Mitch and Weiger shaking hands and stuff. Me and you just like moving through the crowd like Assassin's Creed guys, just fucking... Nobody knows who we are. So.
Yeah, we became gray men in that moment. Yeah, that was cool. That was cool. I enjoyed that a lot. Yeah, it was really fun. I think making our way over to the little condo was cool. That was a fun. That's a fun little joint in there, huh?
Never knew it could be like that if we really wanted it to be. If we had no shame,
that would be pretty cool. I would love to hang out on a pull out. Couch that's L-shaped, but they assembled it in the opposite way of the L.
Yeah.
That could be cool.
Kick back watching that 32-inch Roku TV on Comcast cable with the remote where if you press something, something happens 4.5 seconds later on the screen. Yeah, no backs on the remotes. Any of them.
I didn't know. And it's also about 6.5 feet off the ground for a perfect eye line.
But we had fun.
I guess I don't know if a lot of comedy clubs do this, but Zany's has a little apartment that they put all the touring comedians in. So it's cool to go into this place where, you know, like, okay, Louie has been in here and he's been like, hey, what the fuck's wrong with Schneider?
Yeah. Hey, do you know where I can find some coke?
Oh boy. Yeah, I think it's probably at the house that whoever designed it, who the interior decorator was for this fucking place, probably. Oh, hello? I think the guy who designed the fuck, who put the couch in there was probably on fucking...
Yeah, we heard you.
Coke guys, not good interior decorators, I guess, is what you're... They're bad at... Putting together furniture, I think they'd be good at it.
Yeah, apology of the week.
Oh, it's six pack time. It's six pack time. It's time to do the six pack time. Hey guys, just calling for some quick legal advice. I work at a pharmacy, and it just got raided by the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. So just wondering if you guys have any tips. Thanks.
Yeah, send Mike your address.